want to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the man you married, who you committed your life to, you know, for better or worse. And I'm still here. And I'm still committed to you in obedience to Christ. Which, you know, speaking of, that that clearly doesn't seem to be shared in the family. Obviously, I sent a video, an email, as a encouragement to Brent, and I finally got a response. What a joy. And obviously, if you know about this, you probably know about that, because Eric Lee was displeased. But I'm sorry. I'm going to pursue reconciliation. And I'm grateful I got a response. And tomorrow, I am going to continue by addressing Leo, and I think give, you know, as I did with James, discuss the fundamentals of being a follower of Christ, specifically to love the Lord and to love your neighbor. I think since Leo is a bit older, I will address presuppositional apologetics because it's important. And it, well, I'll address that tomorrow. And of course, you know, I continue to study. And when I studied Moloch, it really blew me away. It's kind of like, oh. Because, you know, especially as I watched how the world is reacting, you know, and as I look at the evidence seems to be pretty clear. The world is reacting to something by twisting statistics. Numbers of 40-some thousand a year in the U.S. die attributed to the flu, and somewhere as much as 10 to 15% of them for years has been coronavirus. And they're just trying to say that this version is different. And apparently it's not. But you know, if you say that, you're looked at as a fool because people live in fear. Point to evidence. People will run in fear because the crowd runs in fear. Point to evidence of the existence of Christ and what it is to be obedient to him. People run in fear. The thing that really fascinates me is that simple idea, looking at history, after the resurrection, people said, no, I will follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And Rome killed them. And they kept killing people generation after generation until the institutional church was established. And then you could be part of the institutional church and you wouldn't die. Therefore, the threshold was lowered and the crowds came in. But just like you read John 6, you came for the food, not for obedience to Christ. There's nothing different with the institutional church. Point to that evidence, you will be persecuted. Offer love, and you'll be persecuted. Seek reconciliation, and you'll be persecuted. I'm going to love my wife and my kids till my dying breath. And Dorothy Jane, I think you know that. I love you. I will not turn from you. I'm going to celebrate 30 years ago almost, you and I became one. What a joy. I'm asking for that to be restored. But I'll love you either way, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ.